Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm done.
Look, guys, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
And a good Friday morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here at 97.5 The Fanatic in for Anthony Gargano. Anthony out for the next 2 weeks. Or 2 weeks and today. I was very confused by what to say yesterday because there's no half. I didn't know whether to say 2.5. So I can't wait till next Monday because then I'll just be able to say 2 weeks instead of whatever the hell I have to say, 2 weeks and a day, because it's very uncomfortable saying that. But anyways, that's a great start to the show. I'm in for Anthony until 2 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I had Connor Thomas in my chair yesterday, but for the rest of the time, I got the great Tom Alvord, who was doing a tremendous job. And again, I said it yesterday, I'll say it one more time, did a tremendous job working with Tyrone as the interim producer until the greatest show ever was named. So congratulations, you did a fantastic job. And I'm sorry that you have to go down a peg and work with me for 2 weeks,
Tom. That's just, hey, I do what I'm told.
Listen,
I
mean? Man, it happens.
Slumming.
So I'm sorry, you're back down to double A here with me. So you did a good job, though.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
You know, you were like Ronald Torres, and now you're back down the mine. Or no, he's not even on the Phillies anymore. They DFA'd him.
Not,
yeah, that's a huge loss.
Didn't he request his release?
He did request his release because he's very talented. And
well, thank you.
Belongs in the major leagues. Yeah, but no, you did a good job, and I'm very happy for you, and I'm glad that I get to be with you for the next couple of weeks, talking sports and talking a bunch of nonsense as it is the middle of the summer. Happy July 15th. It's a Friday show, so we're gonna have a lot of fun today. We got all kinds of stuff planned. We got video game talk coming up later on today. We have, you know, quick primes coming up later on today. So sports, non-sports, you name it. But I do want to open up with some Eagles talk, because if you've been listening to the show, you know I've been fired up this entire offseason. I'm kind of a hypocrite when I say that, because I think training camp is really not that awesome, right? Like, training camp starts in 2 Tuesdays, so we're less than 2 weeks away from training camp. And we get all hyped up, right? Like, training camp's almost here, training camp. And then day one of training camp starts. Oh, look, you see the videos of the guys walking into NovaCare, and you know, they put the jerseys on. And then you go, all right, so when's the season start? And I know there's people that love training camp, but I think they're still caught up in the days of Lehigh, right? Like, Anthony and I had the Lehigh conversation before he took his time off. And he mentioned, you know, how much he misses it because it's been 10 years since they left Lehigh, and how Lehigh was such a great experience, not just for the team and the players, but for fans. People were able to go. I never experienced that. Tom, did you experience Lehigh ever when you were a kid?
Yeah, used to take trips up with my dad a couple
times.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great time.
I missed out on that. Something that I'll forever wish I did experience, but I didn't. I did a lot of other great sports stuff, Philadelphia sports stuff related with my father, but that's one thing we never did. And so that's 10 years ago, right? Like, that's over. So really, training camp, it's just a tease at this point. And now with the way football is being played, preseason games aren't even anything. Jalen Hurts didn't play in a single snap last year in the preseason, right? Or he played in week one, something like that. Devontae Smith.
One drive,
I believe. He played one drive. Here's what it was. He played in game one. Devontae Smith played in game two. And then none of them played in game three. And I was like, wait a minute. His number one receiver has never gotten a pass thrown to him from the quarterback. And I thought that was going to be not good. And look how slow the offense started. And I don't know if it's because of preseason games, playing, not playing. I don't know. It doesn't really matter at this point, as you see throughout the NFL. But I'm kind of a hypocrite. I'm so excited for football right now. I'm so fired up for this Eagles season. But I also do know that now until the start of the regular season, nothing matters, right? Like, training camp doesn't matter at this point in the NFL. It's just kind of an excuse to talk football. But something that has been on my mind, and I mentioned it during the crossover with the John Kincaid show today, that ESPN list that came out, Jeremy Fowler, he polls executives and GMs and coaches and scouts, and they ranked the top 10. They did it quarterbacks first, then it was running backs, then it was wide receivers. I'm sure they will continue to do other skill positions. I'm sure they'll do total teams, total talent, all that kind of stuff. Coaches, I'm sure, will come up at some point. But the quarterback one is really the one that's on my mind. Jalen Hurts is not a top 10 quarterback. Nobody's saying he's a top 10 quarterback. The people that think higher of Jalen Hurts than me, I don't even think you believe he's a top 10 quarterback. The top 10 list, right? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson if he plays, and Dak Prescott. That's one. You're 1 through 10. The honorable mentions were Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, and also receiving votes was Kirk Cousins. So that's 14 quarterbacks right there. Jalen Hurts not even mentioned in the story. That is 14 quarterbacks. I don't like Kirk Cousins a little bit. I hate him. I would rather have Jalen Hurts on my team, but if we have to do, you know, you have to look at everything that they have done in their careers, Kirk Cousins obviously gets the nod. So it's been on my mind because we started talking about it, Anthony and I, and we never got to Jalen. And that's what I'm concerned about. So we were trying to figure out on our own, like, what is the list, right? We made a couple of changes. We flipped Dak and Lamar. I think Lamar Jackson, I think you can stop him in the playoffs. We've seen it every single time he's been in the playoffs. But I don't think last year all of a sudden makes him a not top 10 quarterback. He's a former MVP in the league. If you switch Dak and Lamar Jackson, I think that's fair to do. But the other guys, the Kyler Murray, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, the also receiving votes, the honorable mentions, that automatically gets you to 14. And then you start thinking about the other quarterbacks, right? You think about a guy like a Ryan Tannehill, who's probably toward the end of his time, at least with Tennessee. But you look at the other quarterbacks in the league and you go, wow, well, just Jalen Hurts is in 15th. Carson Wentz, we'll see. Nobody likes Carson Wentz, but talent-wise, if he can figure it out, might still be better than Jalen Hurts. Or he's a complete mess, which is a possibility, and we'll find out this year. It's his third team in 3 years. Matt Ryan wasn't mentioned on that list. If you ever heard me talk about Matt Ryan, I'm not really the biggest Matt Ryan fan, but I also have to respect Matt Ryan. He's higher than Jalen Hurts on the list. Now all of a sudden you get to like that 20 range. And I go, wait a minute. I know that I don't think that highly of Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, I think he can start on teams, but when you look at the Eagles roster, you look at the incredible offensive line that they have, like a top-tier offensive line, arguably best offensive line in the NFL. You look at the skill positions with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. Who knows what Tyree Jackson could do whenever he's healthy? Miles Sanders, explosive runner. Kenneth Gainwell, good backup guy, guy that you can do all kinds of stuff with. And then you look at the defense has improved from last year. So if there's anything that's going to hold back the Eagles this year, it could be Jonathan Gannon, because I still am very suspect of him as a defensive coordinator. It could be the safety position, because you're kind of running it back with Anthony Harris and Marcus Epps. I know they brought Tart in from San Francisco, but you're kind of running it back with that still sort of weak, you know, safety position. I'm concerned about it. And then, of course, quarterback is the other big question mark. And when I just sit back and I look at where Jalen Hurts is within the rest of the NFL, I go, wait a minute. I know Anthony and I had an argument probably 3 weeks ago, a month ago. It got contentious. That happens every once in a while on our show. And we talked about whether or not a top 12 quarterback, not top 5 quarterback, can win a Super Bowl, but top 12, right? So you're in that 10, 11, 12, maybe 13, 14 range. Can that quarterback win the Super Bowl? Well, yeah, I mean, look, Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's a name I haven't even mentioned yet. I don't really like Jimmy Garoppolo that much, but the dude's been to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game. So two NFC Championship games. The guy clearly can do enough to help his team get to spots deep in the playoffs. Jalen Hurts is behind him. So now all of a sudden we're saying, yeah, if you're in that 12 range, you can probably still get to the Super Bowl, but Hurts isn't there. Hurts might be bottom third in the NFL right now. It's only his second full season as a starter in the NFL. I have to give him that benefit of the doubt. What I saw last year wasn't great. It was incredible, the stuff that he could do with his legs. I have to, you know, some of the pros and cons, right? The pros for Jalen Hurts, because I don't want this to be like a bash Jalen Hurts fest. That's not what I'm doing. Even though you know that I'm not the biggest Hurts fan as the quarterback of the Eagles, I'm also going to be as fair as possible. So I'm not going to be sitting here going, oh, he stinks. You're wrong if you think he's good. Get out of here. I'm hanging up on you. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. So the pros for Jalen Hurts, and forget personality, right? I'm not doing like, oh, he's a lovable guy. Brett Brown's a lovable guy. He's an awful head coach, right? Like, let's face it. Jalen Hurts works his damn rear end off. So if there's anybody that I would have faith in trying to improve in their craft, it would be Jalen Hurts. And it's not just like physically, right? We know that the dude squats 600 pounds, could you know, beat me up constantly, right? Like all kinds of stuff. We know physicality, the dude, dynamite. But I also know that, look, he's worked with Tom House. He worked with Quincy Avery last offseason, the same quarterback coach that Deshaun Watson works out with during the offseason when he's not doing other things. So Jalen Hurts, I know, is working on his craft. I know the dude is strong mentally, which is something that we didn't see with Carson Wentz at the end of his time here in Philadelphia. So that's a pro. Works his rear end off. Another one, elusive. A lot of credit goes to the offensive line last year for Jalen Hurts not getting sacked that much. And they do deserve a lot of credit. I'm not going to take anything away from the offensive line. But I can also say that Jalen Hurts is part of the reason why he didn't get sacked that much. How many times did he escape pressure? And the beauty is, when he couldn't get away and actually run for positive yards, he got rid of the ball. So he was elusive enough to avoid a sack, but then was also smart enough to get rid of the football. Again, something we didn't see with Carson Wentz, especially toward the end of his time here in Philadelphia. When he tried playing hero ball and he would fumble six times a game, he'd throw dumb interceptions. We saw it last year in Indianapolis. I'm sure we're going to see it this year when he's playing for the Commanders. So Jalen Hurts, elusive. Another thing, dual threat. When the arm is good, which we saw games where he did throw the ball well. I'm not saying 80 yards downfield. I'm just saying he hit his guys in stride. He had good timing, good connection with his receivers. That dual threat, his ability to run, he'll always have a spy on him. You're playing 11 guys on defense, but one of those guys is completely locked in on your quarterback, and then you have four guys rushing you. So now all of a sudden, there's only six guys to take care of all your skill players. Jalen Hurts is a reason why defenses have to do that. So those are all credits to Jalen Hurts. Those are all things that make you excited about him as the quarterback. But then there are the cons. Like every player has. Like every player has a con. Tom Brady has a con, right? If he needs to try to escape pressure, yeah, he can slide and dance in the pocket. But if he has to roll out, he's not the quickest guy in the world, so he can get caught. Now, has that stopped him from having the greatest career of quarterbacks in football history? No, it hasn't. But I'm just saying, there are cons for every single player. Jalen Hurts just has a couple of them. And we know that the lack of arm strength is one of them. And again, not just throwing it 80 yards downfield. We saw him do it. A lot of people would always point out, what do you mean? I thought he couldn't throw far. No, he can throw far. But if he's rolling to his right, and then he has to stop and throw to his left, he has struggled with that in the past. He hasn't been able to do that. We talk about lack of reading a defense. So far, I still remember the Tampa Bay game. And this is one thing that I warned a lot of people of during that winning streak toward the second half of the season when the Eagles were beating up on teams that didn't have quarterbacks because of COVID and because of injury. And a lot of the defense were suspect that they played. The second you played in a game where you needed Hurts to try to win with his arm, you were going to struggle. And we saw that against Tampa when they're down 31-0 in a blink of an eye. I still remember Quez Watkins wide open downfield like two or three times. Devontae Smith wide open a couple times. That play where Devontae Smith is literally standing in the end zone like this with his arms open, like, please throw it to me. And it took so long to get there, not only because the throw was weak, but because he didn't read the defense well. Now that he can improve on. I know he can. Arm strength, he might not be able to. But reading a defense with more time in the NFL, he can improve on. And one last con I have, while he is elusive, sometimes he's quick to drop the head, which is the missing Quez Watkins wide open downfield because he put his head down trying to avoid pressure when there was no pressure. Sometimes, just sometimes, he sees ghosts. So, Jalen Hurts, there are pros. Pros that make him one of the more elusive and exciting quarterbacks to watch in the NFL when things are going well. Cons that could hold back a team. Because this team, and the reason why I've had this top 10 quarterback list and then Anthony and I continue to break it down and getting to Hurts, trying to find Hurts. All of a sudden we're at 20. We still haven't gotten to Hurts yet. I start going, man, all right, you have such a talented team all of a sudden. Howie Roseman did a tremendous job this offseason. And Hurts could be the reason why you're held back from really doing big things. And for the people that love Jalen Hurts, and let's face it, there are people that love Jalen Hurts. And there was a guy that called in the other day. It was Anthony's last day before vacation, so it was on Wednesday. And the guy made an incredible point, and he was right. So many people hated Carson Wentz as much as they did, right? Like, it was like Carson Wentz wanted out of here. which put a sour taste in everybody's mouth. People hated Carson Wentz so much that it almost led to them overly loving Jalen Hurts. And now it's going to be hard to come off that hill for a lot of people. I love the dude. Guy's got a great personality. Guy's got great work ethic, all that kind of stuff. I think he's exciting to watch. Last year, I was excited to watch Eagles football, whereas the previous year, I wasn't. It was such a mess when they went 4-11-1. But there are a lot of questions that I have of the guy. And if it doesn't work out, people are going to have to realize they're going to have to move on. Because this team is too talented, and this team has a lot of guys locked up for a couple of years. And last year, the excuse was, well, let him play a full season, okay? Now this year, it's, well, that was his first season. Let us see his second full season as a starting quarterback. If it doesn't get better, his time has to come to an end after this year. It's a make-or-break season. Whether that's fair or not, this year is a make-or-break season for Jalen Hurts. I don't know what I'm going to expect or what I'm going to see. I kind of still lean toward him not being the guy moving forward, because if he is in that 20 range, not 12, but 20 range in terms of top quarterbacks in the NFL, that's a huge leap that he has to make. 20 to what? 12? Because that's the number that Anthony said. You could be the 12th best quarterback in the league and win a Super Bowl. If he's not even top 20, that's a huge leap that he has to make. Tom Alvord, you and I have been talking Eagles a lot during our time together. So the Jalen Hurts list, I'm sure you guys went over it quickly on the Tyrone Johnson show, the afternoon show, formerly known as. And, you know, I read through those quarterbacks, the top 10 that started off with Aaron Rodgers, and then it goes to Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott. That's your top 10. The honorable mentions were Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray. That's 13. Also receiving votes was Kirk Cousins. That's 14. So you're already midpoint of the league, right? Jimmy Garoppolo's got to be in there. Matt Ryan's got to be in there. Whatever order it is, that's 15, 16. Now you're going to the back half of the league. Where is Jalen Hurts in your mind right now? And if he is in that 20 range, can he make that leap this year? Because if it's not this year, you have that quarterback class. And the Eagles have told you, Tom, when they tried trading up for Zach Wilson, when they tried trading for Russell Wilson, when there was a lot of smoke about Deshaun Watson. Like, we know that the Eagles have tried to make a move. They just really haven't been able to, or it wasn't the right time. So they're going with another year of Jalen Hurts, and that's fine. I'm all for it. It's his team. No Gardner Minshew, no backup quarterback talk. But can he make that leap, man? What do you think?
Yeah, so when it comes to Jalen Hurts, right now I do believe he's in that 18 to 23 range when it comes to quarterbacks. I believe it's in him to make that leap. Do I think it's going to happen necessarily? No, I still have my doubts like you. We see those positive games from him. Like that Denver Broncos game, he was really, really good in that first half.
I was out there.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right, you were.
And I then watched the replay and I realized I wasn't imagining things I was out in Mile High.
Yeah, it wasn't just your mind playing tricks on you. That's what it was.
I was like, wait, did he really make that throw to Devontae Smith yesterday?
And he had, I believe it was Quez Watkins dropped one also at the end of that first half, to my knowledge, off the top of my head. He was really, really good, and you saw some of the improvements that he made. You saw some of the natural talent that he had in that game. You mentioned the elusiveness. I thought he got better in the pocket towards the second half of the season. Still things to work on, but, and then I also look at the, Andrew, there were 9 games last year where he didn't throw over 200 yards passing. Like, that is an issue from your starting quarterback. I know he does other things, obviously, with his legs, but 9 games, more than half of the games.
Well, and you saw it in a game where he needed to throw more than 200 yards passing, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. I mean, they were done at halftime.
Yes, correct. And now, listen, he was thrown to Jalen Reagor as his wide receiver, too. That obviously has an impact when you go from that to A.J. Brown, but it's still something to keep an eye on. I believe right now he's in the 18 to 22-ish, 23-ish range. He needs to realistically be in that 12 to 15 range after this season for the Howie Roseman, for us as Eagles fans, for everyone out there to have confidence that he is the guy going forward. I believe there's a possibility that he gets there and he can make that leap. I'm a little hesitant to say that he will definitely do it at this moment.
I am too. And here's the thing. It's going to be hard for a lot of Eagles fans to realize that or come to terms with that, because, I mean, you see it on social media. You hear it on the phones. people, there are a lot of people that love Jalen Hurts.
And anybody that has a slight doubt of Jalen Hurts, they're automatically a hater when it comes to them at points. Yeah, it feels like that at points. I know not everybody, but it feels like that at points. If you have questions about Jalen Hurts, you're automatically, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a hater.
And yeah.
No, I'm just using my eyes.
So we're gonna start with the Eagles at 610-632-0975. Jalen Hurts. Now, I know that there's probably somebody driving in their car right now that's their face is beat red because I said he might be in the bottom third, right? Like, there are people that think he should be top 15 right now in the conversation. But when I read you those names, he's not. He's not top 15, but is he 16, 17? Maybe. But I do think he's in that 20 range, and we can make the argument. You can make the argument, and I want to hear from you. Because the better the Jalen Hurts is, the better the Eagles are. The better the Eagles are, the happier I am. Go Birds. I want them to win. I'm dying for it, which is why I don't think it's crazy for me to want improvements. And if it's not just him who improves, I want a better player. I don't think that's asinine. I don't think that's asking too much. But I do know that people get upset about it. So let's have that conversation about Jalen Hurts at 610-632-0975. Also, on the other side, we're going to get into the Phillies. Because the Phillies have their final three-game series before the All-Star break. So we're going to touch on the Phillies, where they're at through 89 games, where they will be through 92 games before the second half of the season. And Tom and I are also going to have some fun because Anthony and I started something last week. I know you heard it the other day with the all-time Eagles team. But we're doing a draft. A draft every Friday, or we're going to build something every Friday. It's a Geek Out Friday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Tom, I was a 7-year-old Shunis today.
So I've heard.
So, a couple of years ago, oh, wow, even younger. The initial release date was August 11th, 2000. So I was 6 going on 7.
Look at that.
6-year-old Chunis with an infant child today. So a couple of years ago, Christy got me a refurbished N64.
Awesome gift.
For Christmas.
Awesome gift.
Like, really cool. Because I've had this conversation not too long ago, which is what led to a purchase that I made, which is the reason why Morning Thoughts is my morning thought. But I had the conversation of, man, I used to have all these games when I was a kid, but I did the trade-in, right? Went to GameStop, traded in like 20 Nintendo games and the console and got like $100, which was enough for a game and a half.
I'm shocked you got that much.
GameStop, I mean, so many games, and like I had the legends, right? I had the Super Mario 64. I had, you know,
the
Smash
classics.
Bros. I was a big Mario kid. Like, still am to this day. Like, I love Mario games. Like, I think they do a fantastic job. It's sports and it's Mario, right? Like, I'm not a Zelda guy. I'm not any of these other things. And then Warzone, like, you know, I cannot be a fan of it. So, a couple weeks ago, me and my buddy were talking about like those games that we used to have, and one of them that I mentioned was Paper Mario.
Great game.
Paper Mario is not like any of the other ones where you run around free world, like all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not even going to really go into it. If you know the game, you know the game. You probably enjoyed playing it. It's a 9 out of 10 on IGN, which is one of the big video game rankers. 96% of people like the video game. It's a legendary game that doesn't get the same amount of pub that, you know, Super Mario 64 gets, right? For obvious reasons, I understand. It's not an OG, but it is pretty damn good. So I went online, man, because I go, dude, these games aren't affordable anymore. Because they're not, right? Like, if you want to buy a used Super Mario 64, it's over $100.
Crazy.
And you go, do I really want to buy a used game for over $100? And somebody did do that for me for the year when Christy got me the console. Like, and that was my gift.
By the way, not like a 2019 used game.
No,
like,
no.
This is an
1990s. Old game. Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, man, I can't buy this. I'm not going to pay as much. I don't know what has happened, but used games have plummeted. And I suggest anybody to check it out. Because I got Paper Mario, a game that you could not get for under $60 used. Again, it's not one of the OG games, so I'm not about to drop $60 on an old game that I can pay $60 on a new game with better graphics, better everything. It finally came in the mail yesterday. I ordered it back in May. I forgot that I bought it because it had been so long.
It took that long?
Finally came in yesterday, man. And I had too much going on that I couldn't open it up yesterday. So this morning, when Coop woke me up at 5:05, and I fed him, and I was like, well, I got like 2.5 hours. Bam. Popped open the cartridge, threw it right into the N64, and played a solid 2 hours of Paper Mario to start my day today. And I knew right away, like when I woke up, when he started crying at 5:05, usually it's, oh, man, one more hour. Like, no, I popped up. I was like the Undertaker in that GIF. I popped up. I was like, oh, it's on.
Ready to go.
It's time for Paper Mario. So I love that game. You texted me something yesterday. Was it your sister?
No, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Your girlfriend played how long?
So when COVID hit, when quarantine, when it first started, everyone's in the house. We did all the old games. 64, we did Wii. She used to play Paper Mario as a kid all the time. I'm telling you, she sat there on the floor, not even on the couch.
Well, that's the best. Like, that's how you have to sit.
Yes.
It's got to be on the floor.
On the floor for legit like 30 hours.
That's awesome.
Out of like 48 hours went during quarantine playing Paper Mario. It's an all-time game.
Okay. So I want to have a couple of different side topics based off of this. All right? Because let me tell you something. As much as I loved that game as a kid, dude, I have an issue when it comes to video games.
Okay.
I don't ever finish them. I never finish Paper
Interesting.
Mario.
Interesting.
So when I got the refurbished N64, it was the first time in my life that I got all, what, 128 stars in Super Mario 64?
Something like that.
I beat the game, but remember there's like you can only, you only need 70 to win the game, but there's like 128.
Keep going, yeah.
I did all 120. That's the first game I ever completed in my life. But that's it. That's it, man. And so, like, I'm really excited. I don't know what happens after, like, the fourth chapter of the game. Because I never finished.
This is all new to you.
Yes, this is all new to me. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
So excited. So I want to ask, the old game that you wish you had, and I'll look up the price for you. Like, I'll look it up. The old game you wish you had, the old game you recently purchased, if you did, like me, with the Paper Mario, an old game that you loved as a kid, got it again or you know, popped it back in recently and tried playing it and realized it does not hold up, because I am going to say something that is sacrilegious to the video game community. No matter what console you played, no matter what era you were playing in, because everybody plays video games nowadays, unless you're a certain age. You go, just kids, shut up with your stupid video
go
games.
Go outside.
Go outside and play. Everybody's played video games, really. GoldenEye was the worst game I've ever played in my life. And I know that's sacrilegious. But all these other games, like Super Mario 64, still holds up. It's still a fun game. NFL Blitz, which I spent 8 hours on with a couple of other dudes before a wedding, because the girls had to go get ready. They were all in the wedding party. We were just there as guests. We had 8 hours to kill. We drank and played NFL Blitz for 8 hours. Brett Favre was the starting quarterback of the package. Doesn't matter. That game still holds up. GoldenEye was the worst game I ever played in my life. And I know that it is sacrilegious because there are people out there that swear that it is an all-time great. It sucks. It doesn't hold up today. I don't understand how you enjoyed it back then. I'm sorry. It's terrible.
That is extremely unpopular.
I know it is. It sucks. Now, Tom, you were an OG guy, but you were telling me yesterday you were more of a sports guy. It had to have been something else that you liked.
Yeah, no, like when it comes, I mean, the all-time game is MVP Baseball 2005 with Manny Ramirez on it. We played that during quarantine as well. That was one of them that came back. And me and my younger brother would play that all the time. It was awesome. So, yeah, that's the OG game. But, yeah, when it comes to not holding up, I'm trying to think. Because I didn't play, like, GoldenEye a ton. We had it with the 64.
Yeah, and you realize it sucked.
Yeah.
But you realize it was not a good game and you stopped playing.
Yeah. We did more of, Mario Kart and Donkey Kong and stuff like that. But, yeah, old games, man. That is, you can have a whole entire four-hour show.
Colby Miller just told me I'm blocked. It sucks. It's not a good game. It doesn't hold up. Like, if you're watching on YouTube, it's like, oh, there's the bad guy over there. Oh, I missed him. Oh, I missed him. It's not good. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. I played it for maybe 5 seconds, and I turned it off.
To that, from that to Call of Duty, yeah. It's a little bit different.
I mean, it doesn't even hold up. Nah, but sports games do. Some of them do still hold up, especially when you go to the old rosters and all that kind of stuff.
Dude,
NFL 2K5 is still the best football game ever. Better than any Madden.
Speaking of prices going crazy, the last NCAA football game that was created, I don't even remember
14.
The year. Was that what it was?
Yep.
14? Dude, the prices, especially during like quarantine.
Oh, skyrocket.
Astronomical.
Skyrocket.
Yeah, just because of, people want to play and there was no college game.
So we have Jalen Hurts discussion. We have Philly's first half of the season or leading up to the All-Star break because we passed 81 games. But the Phillies going into the All-Star break with this final series against the Marlins, how are you feeling about them? Where do you think they go the rest of the way? What concerns do you have? We'll talk about that. Also, the first team and second team all-time Phillies rosters. We'll get into that because I think majority of the first team is easy, which is why we are also doing a second team. There will be some debates. But the old school video games, I want to bring it up. I want to have some conversations about them because I know that I am, like you said, Tom, a very unpopular opinion saying that GoldenEye is not a good video game, but it's not. It's not. It sucked. It's terrible, and it does not hold up, whereas some others do. And six-year-old Baby Chunas was out and about this morning playing Paper Mario down in the basement. It was great. I had the lights off and everything. It was awesome, man. I held the baby. He was sleeping. Had the time of my life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.